Numbers chapter 16. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses, with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said to them, "You take too much upon yourself, since all the congregation are holy. Every one of them and the Lord Jehovah is among them. Why then do you lift yourselves above the congregation of the Lord Jehovah?" And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. And he spoke to Korah and to all his company, saying, "Even tomorrow the Lord Jehovah will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near to him. Even him whom he has chosen he will cause to come near to him. Do this, take you censers Korah and all his company, and put fire in them, and put incense in them before the Lord Jehovah tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord Jehovah chooses, he shall be holy. You take too much upon yourselves, you sons of Levi." And Moses said to Korah, "Hear, I beg you, you sons of Levi. Does it seem but a small thing to you, that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel, to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord Jehovah, and to stand before the congregation to minister to them? And he has brought you near to himself, and all your brothers, the sons of Levi, with you, and you seek the priesthood also? For this reason, both you and all your company are gathered together against the Lord Jehovah, and who is Aaron, that you murmur against him?" And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, who said, "We will not come up. Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land that flows with milk and honey, to kill us in the wilderness, except you make yourself altogether a prince over us? Moreover, you have not brought us into a land that flows with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up." And Moses was very angry and said to the Lord Jehovah, "Do not respect their offering. I have not taken one donkey from them, neither have I hurt one of them." And Moses said to Korah, "You and all your company come before the Lord Jehovah, you and they and Aaron tomorrow, and everyone take his censer and put incense in them. And every man bring before the Lord Jehovah his censer, 250 censers. You also, and Aaron, each of you his censer." And each man took his censer, and put fire in them, and laid incense upon them, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the glory of the Lord Jehovah appeared to all the congregation. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment." And they fell upon their faces and said, "O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and will you be angry with all the congregation?" And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the congregation, saying, Get away from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram." And Moses rose up and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spoke to the congregation, saying, "Depart, I beg you, from the tents of these wicked men, and do not touch anything of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins." So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, on every side, and Dathan and Abiram came out, and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives, and their sons, and their little children. And Moses said, "By this you shall know that the Lord Jehovah has sent me to do all these works, because I have not done them of my own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they are visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord Jehovah has not sent me. But if the Lord Jehovah makes a new thing, and the earth opens her mouth and swallows them up with all that belongs to them, and they go down quickly into the pit, then you shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord Jehovah." And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground split that was under them. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that belonged to Korah, and all their goods. They, and all that belonged to them, went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were all around them fled at their cry, because they said, "Lest the earth swallow us up also." And there came out a fire from the Lord Jehovah, and consumed the 250 men who offered incense. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, that he take up the censers out of the fire and scatter the fire about, because they are holy. The censers of these sinners against their own souls, let them make them broad plates for a covering of the altar, because they offered them before the Lord Jehovah, therefore they are holy, and they shall be a sign to the children of Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the brass censers of those who were burnt up had offered, and made broad plates for a covering of the altar, to be a memorial to the children of Israel, that no stranger, who is not of the descent of Aaron, come near to offer incense before the Lord Jehovah, that he not be as Korah, and as his company, as the Lord Jehovah said to him by the hand of Moses. But in the morning all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, You have killed the people of the Lord Jehovah. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord Jehovah appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Get yourself up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. And Moses said to Aaron, Take a censer, and put fire in it from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly to the congregation, and make an atonement for them, because anger has gone out from the Lord Jehovah, the plague has begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation. And indeed, the plague had begun among the people, and he put on incense, and made an atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now those who died in the plague were 14,700, besides those who died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned to Moses to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed.